guys, I just had to cover this right here. This article in Big League Politics seems to indicate that Jeffrey Epstein had 21 different phone numbers for Bill Clinton. And guys, I don't know if it's true or not. I can't verify it. They say this comes directly from court records, but I would not put it past him. Can you imagine Bill Clinton calling Jeffrey Epstein?
No, hey Jeff,
you know, if you have any pretty little girls come by your way, let me give you a number.
Okay, all right, I got you down, Bill. I got you down.
Oh, no, and Jeff?
Yeah, Bill.
Now, if you can't get a hold of me at that number, call me at this one right here.
Okay, Bill, all right, we got you, Bill. We got you.
Now, hold on, Jeff. Now, Jeff, if you can't get a hold of me on those first two numbers, let me give you a couple dozen numbers just to make sure you get in touch with me. Guys, it's hilarious. I think anytime you hear the Clintons talk, I don't care if it's Bill, Hillary, Chelsea, I don't care who it is, it should always be accompanied by a laugh track.
I remember landing under sniper fire. There was supposed to be some kind of a greeting ceremony at the airport, but instead we just ran with our heads down to get into the vehicles to get to our base.
Almost everything, if not everything, that comes out of their mouths is a complete fabrication. It's a total lie. Now listen, I want you to listen to me. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky.
I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie. Not a single time, never. These allegations are false, and I need to go back to work for the American people. Thank you.
I did not have sexual relations on that island. Island? Jeffrey Epstein, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't never heard of St. James Island. I've never been to his ranch. I don't know who you're talking about. It's absolutely 100% incredible. And the fact is, you know what's worse than Bill and Hillary Clinton is the fact that people still pay to hear them talk. I hear they're getting $100, $150, $250,000 per speaking engagement. Guys, they're not that interesting, and they're not real good teleprompter readers. And who wants to hear Hillary Clinton cough 50 million times during a 30-minute presentation? It kind of reminds me of this star-studded gaze people had with Michael Avenatti. Remember how mainstream media was treating this guy? Check this out.
He's Donald Trump's worst nightmare, Michael Avenatti.
Joining us once again is Michael Avenatti.
Let's bring in Michael Avenatti.
Michael Avenatti. Michael Avenatti.
Michael Avenatti, thank you very much.
He's out there saving the country.
Don Meacham says he may be the savior of the republic.
You are something of a folk hero now.
By the way, if I'm giving you an impression through these clips that Michael Avenatti appeared on mainstream, fake stream, CIA-controlled Operation Mockingbird media many, many times, he did, to the tune of 254 times while they slobbered over Savior Michael Avenatti before he was arrested.
In my book, that's called Clueless, boy.
I owe Michael Avenatti an apology. I've been saying enough already, Michael. I've seen you everywhere. What do you have left to say? I was wrong, brother. You have a lot to say.
We think you guys are the tip of the spear that's going to take down Donald Trump.
And then come to find out that the man who Tucker Carlson constantly called
the creepy porn lawyer,
which is hilarious all by itself.
Well, in the interest of public safety, we've repeatedly warned you about the dangers of the creepy porn lawyer you often see on television. Keep your kids away from him, obviously. Nevertheless, this is a news show. We want to be fair. So we have a standing invitation for the creepy porn lawyer to appear on this program whenever he desires.
Turned out to be a creepy porn lawyer to the point where he was embezzling hundreds of thousands of dollars from Stormy Daniels by forging her name on documents and directing her money into his bank account through her book deal. The guy was complete scum, and then he's trying to blackmail Nike for $20 million, saying that he's going to blow the whistle on about how they're dealing with collegiate athletes. The guy is total scum, and now Michael Avenatti's so bad, he's literally facing a prison sentence of 404 years. Now, I don't know how they get that. It's not like the guy is a mass murderer or anything, but still, the guy is absolute scum. But all this time, for 1.5 years, they were putting Michael Avenatti out there, a person who is going to run for the president of the United States. They're putting out him out there as this hero. Oh my gosh, Michael Avenatti can do no wrong, constantly talking about Trump. And now here's this guy facing 4 centuries behind bars. Absolutely hilarious, guys. So don't believe anything you hear on mainstream media, because chances are everything that's coming out of that idiot box is 100% idiocy. Whoa.
Boy, we have 63 days to go.
Don't forget, guys, I got a brand new design in the store. I did not have sexual relations on that island, Bill Clinton, and every purchase helps support the channel. Also, if you guys want to support more content like this, my Patreon, PayPal, Bitcoin, and Subscribestar links are in the description below. I'll see you guys in the next heavily censored Shadow Ban video.
Well, our feelings are not hurt. That invitation remains open. The creepy porn lawyer can join us anytime he has time. And he may have a lot of time coming up, we suspect.
Guys, if you want to support my channel, I got a brand new design in the store. You can get this design on a shirt. Whoa, this guy almost pulled out in front of me. Good job, bud. Good job. The way people drive in Oklahoma, I don't know if it's like this in your neck of the woods, but I don't know. Maybe it's the fluoride in the water.